We're holding in Virginia Parshas Vayichi. Before I start the shiur, just want to mention that it's time to upgrade the camera that we're using for recording these shiurim. Anybody who wants to help sponsor the camera and the equipment that it's involved with it, you can please email me at yecheskelhartman@gmail.com. My email also appears on the Torah Anytime on my bio. So the Torah tells us, Vayechi Yaakov Eretz Yisrael, Rashi right away jumps in and says, Lama Parsha Zu Stuma. Meaning, this Parsha is Stuma. When you open the Sefer Torah, anybody sees the Sefer Torah, usually between a Parsha, between any Parsha in the Torah, and the next Parsha, there's a little space. Either a Stuma or a Psucha. Either it's a space in the middle of the line, or it starts at a new line. You have a separation, a difference between one parsha and another. But between parshas Vayikash Vayichi, there's no space at all. If you look at the Sefer Torah, it mamash looks like one continuation. It's sometimes people get the Baal Kriya can get mixed up when you want to start again, when you're doing the Maftir, when you're going to Vayichi, it's find the beginning. Because it's mamash in the middle of paragraph, there's no separation at all. So Rashi says, why is the parsha Stuma? And Rashi comes with two answers. Rashi says that either because Am Yisrael came to Tzoras, their eyes became Sosum, or because you wanted to tell the Kates, the future, to tell when the Geula is coming, and missed him in a Shechina, and the Shechina left him. So that's what the Rashi brings. The Medrash brings another thing that Yaakov had in the end of his life, end of the Tzoras. So that was the Stimus that we had over here. But what I focus on today, in this Parsha B'Yi and Shir, is how do we know that this Parsha is Stuma? This is really a question of the Gurai and the Mizrahi. Mizrahi and the Gurai both ask this question of Rashi. Who told us the Parsha is Stuma? Meaning, the fact that we are starting to read the Parsha this week, we start from the word Vayichi, L'chora, if you would, the first understanding is arbitrary. Meaning you have the Torah. We decided to divide the Torah per week. For example, when this is something that will be basis of a lot of our questions today. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Chavtes, tells us that Bnei Ma'arava, people in Eretz Yisrael, they used to finish the Torah once every 3 years. So they used to divide the Torah differently. We decided to divide the Torah and finish it with 1 year. If you divide the Torah in 3 years, who said you're going to stop in Parshas Vayichi? So, Mehechetesi, from where do we know that here's the beginning of a new parsha? Because we start reading it this week? But maybe you're not supposed to start reading it in the next week over here. Who told you to start from here? Parshas Stuma in the Torah, who said, we divided this way, who said it's a new inyan? That's what the Gurai says over here, and the Gurai answers the following. He says, Vein la'akshas, we can't ask. Achar she'ein la'revach klal, there's no space. Shema ein a parsha v'yatsa, maybe it's not a parsha. V'yiparsha achas in parsha v'fanel, maybe it's connected to parsha v'fanel. Sha'a parsha is eiz estu meiz abtuchu kabalo b'yadim v'mizor ha'sofer. So he says, u'parsha's eiz, this we had a kabal v'mizor ha'sofer. U'parsha eiz la'achar she'mechalkim. So right, the Barab basically says, it's a Kabbalah B'Yadeinu. We know that the Parsha over here is two, because we have a Kabbalah how to divide the Parsha. That's what the Maral says, and the Maral doesn't add where the Kabbalah comes from. The Mugen Avraham, in the beginning of Simon Resh Pei Beis, there is a famous Mugen Avraham, maybe because he quotes it, and he says, the Mugen Avraham, in beginning of Simon Resh Pei Beis, he quotes a Zohar. And the Zohar tells us, the Zohar in Parshas Vayakel, and the Zohar says, Osu l'man dekoyi b'raisa, someone who's reading the Torah, l'mivsi y'parsha or yafidu milu achado, person should not stop in the place where it's wrong, v'lo yifsek milin d'shapto achro b'shapto do. Do not read the Parsha of next week this week. Meaning, from here, this is the source in the Zohar. Let's say the Tzibur says, you know what? We have a little time. The Rav is not here this week. There's no drusha. You know, instead of stopping over here at the end of this parsha, let's continue the next parsha. Next week we'll have a shorter parsha. Says the Zohar, you can't do that. Every parsha belongs to their week. And it brings, the hemshech of the Zohar is that every parsha is another jewel in the crown, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and each one stands on its own. So the Zohar is telling us, Afi Kabbalah, that every parsha belongs to 1 week and 1 week only. Feirish, that's what it is. So, according to the Zohar, and the Chor, the Gerai is telling us, so Nimeil, this explains the concept in our parsha. Parsha is a stuma because we know you need to divide it. Parsha Vayikish is 1 week, Parsha Vayikish is another week. There's many other rias to that. Another example. Chazal tells us, and the Baal Turin quotes it in the beginning of Parsha Tetzaveh. It says, Parsha Tetzaveh, we do not have the name of Moshe Rabbeinu quoted in the whole Parsha. Why not? Says the Baal Turin, name of Chazal. Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu, mecheini no misifcha, erase me from your Sefer Torah." So therefore, the entire Parsha Tetzaveh, you don't have the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. Who said Parsha Tetzaveh stands on its own? Maybe Parsha Tetzaveh is supposed to be connected to Parsha Truma, where Moshe Rabbeinu there is quoted. Who said he divided it as separate Parsha? So you see again this history that every Parsha is divided. It's not a made up, arbitrary division. But it's divided because that's how we have in Kabbalah, like the Chazal and Sefer Zohar tell us. We have another raya. My brother Chanuch Doiv showed me this raya that in the beginning of Parashat Gedoshim it says, "Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Leimor, Daber El Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael, tell all Adas Bnei Yisrael, V'amarte Lehem Gedoshim to you, know you should holy." Says Rashi, "What's Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael? Tell the whole Bnei Yisrael." Melamed shenema parsha zu behakel, you should know this parsha parsha kedoshim was mentioned to all Am Yisrael. Pre-sheroyiv gufetoyah tluim bo. Most of gufetoyah are told in this parsha. Says the Rav in Teres Kehanim. What's roiv gufetoyah? So if you go through parsha kedoshim, you have many halachas. Halachas of arayis and halachas of mishkol mishpat. And then in the parsha, you have the whole story of the din of a rice. So the whole parsha Kedoshim together, many, many mitzvahs of the Torah depend on this parsha. Once again, one may ask, the parsha Kedoshim being one parsha is arbitrary. Bishop on the first parsha, the Psucha and Stuma, when you have an opening. So yeah, parsha Kedoshim is divided until you get to the first Psucha, which is a 22 Psukim into it. But the Ravid says that the entire Parsha Kedoshim is referring to when we say Kedoshim to you. Who said you divided this way? Another Raya that would look like that the Rishonim here look like learn like a Zoya. That every Parsha belongs to 1 week. The big Shaila that I tried to deal in this year as well in the past is the big Shaila is how do we understand Parsha Mechuberis, meaning? We have parshas. If every parsha belongs to 1 week, how can it be that some parshas we divide them sometimes? For example, talk about Gedoshim. Achim is Gedoshim. You connect them in most years that are not Shana Mu'beres, that are simple year, but you divide them in a leap year. But if every parsha belongs to that week, so how do you explain parsha Mu'beres? So the mashmos of the Vilna Gaon is. Then in the Chinam, that's part of the idea. Because if you realize, you can't just connect any parasha you want. In our Mesoiris, there's only 7 cases that you connect parashas. You have a parash and Sefer Shmois, you put together Vayakap Kudei. And Sefer Vayikro, you have a few. You have Tezriya Metzoyro, Achimos Kedoshim, and Barabach Kodosei, you have 3. And Bamidbar, you have Chukas Balak, if you hold the Bnei Chutzarts, they connect together that. And you have Behar B'chukai Yisrael, also we mentioned at the beginning of Vayikra. And in Sefer Tvayim, you have Nitzavim Vayelech. So you have very, very specific parshas you can connect. And Matas Masa, obviously, at the end of Sefer Tvayim, that's the biggest one. You can't connect anything you want. So according to what we're just saying now, it makes sense. You can't just put together a parasha from next week together this week, the way arbitrary. It needs to be something about Mesoiris, Kabbalah. Our Kabbalah is every parasha belongs to 1 week, And some parshias, you can put two parshias together that week, I'll pick a ball. Now we'll go back to that in this hour. So this Zohar tells us that we see this with Divrei Chazal, we see it with this Rashi, beginning of the parsha, according to Bereishis Rabbah. Vayichi Akoi, we say Vayichi is parshas Tumah. What makes a parshas Tumah? You see from here, it's parshas stands alone, very clear from Chazal. So the question that bothers everybody is how, and really the Magen Avraham himself brings the question. Going back to the beginning of what we said, B'nai Ma'arava, they divided the Sefer Torah and they read it every 3 years. So if they read it every 3 years, what do they do with this concept of the Pasha? We have a Kabbalah, I divide it. Magen Avraham asked the question. He says, Ma'arava maske, gamtzor chiyun, that we megill dachates eso. B'ma'arava maske lo raisa v'gimun shari. They did divide it a different way. Shmavin asher mechalkim as daris. So he says, how does that work? That's a question we love in Morgan Avraham. So the mice I found today, all the years I was trying to give answers, how do you put it together? How do you answer B'ma'arava? Maybe they had a different Kabbalah. They didn't get that Kabbalah that we know from the Zohar. They didn't have it. It's a mysterious, what she was saying, maybe they didn't have it. But I found today through a mimer in Otsar HaChachma, in the forum Otsar HaChachma, that there is a sefer, it's called Tosefta. Tosefta Chiluk Kedinim, that's what it's called. The Marshal printed it in the Yam Shishloimer. Marshal Shloimer is a sefer of the Marshal. He printed it in the end of Yam Shishloimer. And that whole sefer is the 50 halachas that are a difference between Bnei Eretz Yisrael and Bnei Bavel, Bnei Chutzarts. What's the difference between Bnei Eretz Yisrael and Bnei Chutzarts, Bnei Bavel? What's it comes to say? And I saw in the new print of this Tosefta, there's a big discussion who wrote this Tosefta. Some say that it was written already by the Amoraim. Some say it's the Saboraim, the generation after. And the latest, it was written by the Goyim, before the Rishonim. So it's for sure a very, very early Sefer. And this is the Lashon, this is the language that the Sefer says. I'm going to read it out loud. It says, B'nei Eretz Yisrael, Koyrim Ha'am HaParsha, V'Hashat Sedarim. B'nei Bavel Korei Hashat HaParsha, Ha'am Yamdu Yishmu Mila V'Mila. Let's first of all focus on the second part. B'nei Bavel in Chutz Laretz, I mean, outside of the Minhag of Eretz Yisrael, Koyrim Hashat, the Baal Koyrim is Korei HaParsha, V'Ha'am Yamdu Yishmu Mila V'Mila, like we do. The Baal Koyrim reads it, and you listen. That's what happens. But what happens in Eretz Yisrael? So listen very carefully. In Eretz Yisrael, koyrim ha'am ha'parsha. The people, the listeners, the am, the kehila, the community, they lain the parsha. Ve'hashatz, the ba'al koyre, hasdorim. He's learning something else. So the way already the one who put out the Sefer, he put out one of the Moitzi Lohar called it Takonas HaRotzos, explains. Translates like this. In Eretz Yisrael, they also held of the division of the parshas that we have. They agreed to that. And therefore, every individual in his home, when he did Shtai Mikra Vechetag, which is, by the way, the next halacha, you do Shtai Mikra Vechetag, you do the parsha. Because the parsha, that's the parsha of the week. But in shul, the Baal Koyre read shorter. That's called zdorim. Because every parsha is divided into zdorim. The question: is the zdorim movie? Is it the psucha and the stuma that we have, or is it something else? The parsha, maybe it is. He divided in different ways. In Eretz Yisrael, he used to divide every parsha into three, and the Baal Koyre used to read only a third of it. So you do have over here a chiluk between Bnei Ma'arava and the Zohar. The Zohar says you're not allowed to read the one of next week's parsha this week. Masha, everybody can read it. Bnei Ma'arava, hell, that's only for the individual. That's only for you as a kehila. You have to make sure that you're Shtai Mikra Echatagum, that you're going to make sure to read the parsha this week. But in Shul, the Baal Koyre reads, with the Tzibur reads together, that could be less than that. That's a mitzia niflo. They find over here in this Sefer, the Tosefta that's written in the end of the Yom Shleimoi, that the way they divided the Parshias is accepted by Bnei Eretz Yisrael as well. The way they made it shul is different. This opens up a big, you know, an whole new perspective of how we look at what we read in shul or what we read on our own. Because we know there's a big machlekes brought down in the Mishnah of Shulchan Aruch. If there's a chiyuv to, is the chiyuv of reading the Torah a chiyuv on each individual to listen to it? Or it's a chiyuv in the tzibur? For example, if somebody missed out on the Kriyas of Torah, does he have to go and fill it in? Does he have to run after and listen to it? So here we see B'nai Ma'arava, that there's a division. The tzibur reads one thing, but the individual is reading something else. Mashra, it's a chiyuv in the tzibur, is not a chiyuv individual. Very, very meduic the way B'nai Ma'arava are knowing you. But what comes up here is the B'nai Ma'arava agree that the parshas are divided this way. And Mimele, this will answer. They will agree. Vayichi Yaakov, parshas is tum, it's a new parsha. They agree it's also a new parsha. They have to read it in shul differently. But it's still a new parsha. There's 53 parshas. The Zohar says, even though we know it's 54. No, there's 54 parshas, and it says in the Zohar 53, Gan, Kigan Hashem, 53. A different explanation why the Zohar tells us that it's only 53 if it's really 54. Either they count on Tzoyim Ve'elech as one, that's one of the common explanation. Tzodik says if Zoyis Bracha is not counted as one of the parshas because it's like really only the Dvarim Moshe Rabbeinu. Different reasons why they say only 53, but they agree that you have over here 53 parshas the way the Zohar says, and therefore the Tzibur read it that way. Everybody agrees to this concept. This explains this parsha and everything we have in Divrei Chazal this way. That's why you have the drosha of Lama Parsha Zustumo. Just will end with one sentence. That you see over here, Rashi quotes Lama Parsha Zustuma because Am Yisrael have tzaras. The Zohar tells us Lama Parsha Zustuma because Yaakov knew that tzaras ended, and this gives us the idea, the hope, the whole concept of having tzaras is to get to the menucha in the end, like Yaakov Avinu had in the end. It's not two random things; it's two sides of the same coin, tzaras and reaching the end of the tzaras. But the Maaseh we learned today, the Parsha Stuma, the division of the Parsha, it's accepted even to Bnei Ma'arava, Kevaldik HaChidosh, and this fits the Zohar with our Parsha Stuma, because the beginning of a new Parsha. B'seder gomor shkeach, b'seder.